Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
All right, I must apologize to the greedy prize pigs. I forgot to give away the Caps tickets at the end of the last segment. You have to wait now till the end of this segment that you're listening to now.
Stay tuned.
And I personally guarantee that I will give them away because Drab and Valdez will remind me if I forget.
It's a dangerous zone. I've had this discussion with Drab, I don't know, handful of times, dozen times.
Yeah.
I prefer to give away the prizes at the beginning of a segment.
Yeah.
Because I often forget.
Sure.
By the time we get to the end of the segment, because we're talking about something.
I know.
And so I don't want to forget this. Drab pointed this out. It's the first show of the new year.
Yes.
I actually brought this up before, and it happens to fall on an open line Thursday.
Yeah, the show's going to win a Marconi.
And so we joked about who's going to be the first caller
yes.
to break through on an open line Thursday on the first show.
Yes.
And I noticed earlier in the show, there was like six or seven phone lines lit up, and Drab didn't put any of them through.
Not a single one.
I don't know if it was Mo calling seven times or it was seven different people,
but
Drab's got high standards.
Sure.
And he came in here during the break, and he's like, you guys started that bit, and then you forgot about it. Shocker, we're getting old, we forget things. But we have to have high standards, right, Drab? I mean, you can speak on this. We're not just letting somebody call in to say happy due year.
Well, yeah, somebody said, I want to be the first call of the year, so can you put me through? And then, like, everybody called in, kept saying that, or say, I want to say happy new year. And then I'm like, no. I want to start the year off right. I'm not putting somebody through until they have a good call, a good take,
right.
A good opinion, whatever it is, because we want good callers this year. It's kind of been a theme here lately. We've been discussing phone screening a lot. And then I was just talking with you guys during the break. I think we should do something, Valdez. We should have Call of the Year nominees.
I think that's fair.
Definitely
if you guys want to rack them or whatever you want to do at the end of a call, and we save it, and then we play at the end of the year.
Yeah.
We maybe vote on Call of the Year the audience.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, here's the thing.
We
sometimes the Call of the Year is like an unintentional guy. I'm forgetting a couple months ago.
Yeah, the guy about the Nats game and EB at the Nats game.
Oh. Yeah.
Talk about EB wearing his khakis at the Nats game.
Dina's butt.
Dina wearing the khakis. Got
no, but there was, and it might have been like I was on vacation, and when I'm on vacation, I'm not listening to the show, but I'll retweet stuff, and there was something put up from 106.7 The Fan that. I want to say it was a guy, maybe it was a woman, but somebody called in and just was unintentionally, I mean, let's be real, like dumb or interesting or something. And you guys did a full segment.
Right.
And then the guy from, our guy, I think it's Lou, might be botching his name. The guy that puts up the stories on 106.7 The Fan, he was like, a Hall of Fame caller or something like that.
Yeah. Apparently we haven't had those callers today because Drab is giving every one of them, he's blocking them all.
Yes.
He's just giving them the Dikembe waggle.
The no, no, no.
Yeah.
800-636-1067 is how you call us on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. High standards. We've said this for years. Open line Thursday, your chance to steer the show.
Yes, correct.
But Drab is still steering. Like, you can say you're going to steer the show.
Right.
But you got to get through Drab to get to us.
He's the ultimate gatekeeper.
But I like it. We're setting high standards. So you're not just calling in to say, man, Jaden Daniels looked good last week.
Right.
Got to offer something more.
Got a little something more. Something more zesty, something spicier.
All right, why don't you regale us with some entertainment-based stories?
I can do that.
I was telling Cakes, it dawned on me, he's the only person I've ever heard use that word, and it's great, and it's appropriate, but it's kind of his Pavlovian response, because when EB's not here, Cakes does the entertainment page. And I would say, Valdez, maybe I'm wrong. I would say 9 out of 10 times when he then does the tease, he says, when we come back, I will regale you with the entertainment page stories.
It's one of my go-tos.
Yeah. It's a verbal crutch.
It probably is. Now I need to look up regale
to see if
synonyms.
You're using it right.
I think I'm, Yeah, regale.
No, I know you're using it
entertain
right.
Entertain or amuse someone with talk.
Perfect. Using it perfectly.
Could also lavishly supply someone with food or drink. So here are your synonyms for regale.
Tell.
Amuse.
Right.
Entertain. Delight. Divert. Banquet. That doesn't make sense. Gratify. Wine and dine. That definitely doesn't work. So I think regale is my one seed. All right, time for me to regale you with the few stories that Valdez brought in here that I can actually read.
Headline.
The EP is driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW of Fairfax and ask for EB's girl, Miriam, the general manager, or check them out at BMWofFairfax.com. Miriam, not really a name you hear a lot these days.
No.
Right? Kind of a.
But sometimes these names come back because Emma was your grandma. Yeah,
that's correct. And my daughter's middle name.
And Emma has come back as a popular name.
Yeah. Correct. All right. I'm going to lead the EP with this story about Diplo. Now, I know Diplo is wildly popular. I could name a Diplo song if my life depended on it. Valdez, give me a 10-second explanation of who Diplo is and why he's famous.
He's like a DJ.
Okay, like a club DJ.
Yeah.
And he's...
He was on... This... Like, I don't think he doesn't sing.
Okay.
Like, he kind of spins the tune. This is Diplo and Morgan Wallen, Heartless.
Okay.
You've heard this song 10 billion times.
Sure I have. So anyway, Diplo was on with Valdez's guys, Andy Cohen and Anderson Cooper, during New Year's Eve's CNN show.
Mm-hmm.
So Andy Cohen asks Diplo, what's the most conventional place that you've done LSD? Diplo responds, right now, I did some on the helicopter on the way here. I'm not even lying.
Wow.
So Diplo went on with Andy Cohen and Anderson Cooper tripping on LSD on New Year's Eve. Now, I don't have
pretty confident I'm going to be in my grave having never done LSD.
Now, I have never done LSD.
Have you been around it?
I saw somebody, I'm not going to mention who it was.
Somebody that I would know?
Not anybody that you would know.
Oh, okay.
Tripping on LSD in college, and it didn't look like a fun experience. I saw that and I was like, it doesn't look great. Like, you're kind of zoned out. You're hallucinating. You're detached from what's going on. And like, I'm sure that's the point, is you're taking LSD. You're trying to escape whatever reality you're living in. Not for me. Not an LSD guy. I know that may shock you because I've dabbled with some substances in the past, but LSD, never won.
You prefer things that you can hold,
yeah, true.
Smoke, or maybe something that comes out of a bong.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. I think those are apt descriptions.
Yes.
All right, good.
Are we going to go to a caller of the year candidate?
I don't know. We've got...
I mean, the first caller will be the caller of the year until he gets knocked off. He or she.
So we can choose from either... And we do have a ladies first policy generally.
Yeah.
Donna's on the line. Cole is on the line, but I'm more intrigued by who's on line one. I think we need to go to line one and say hello. I believe this is the first call of 2025.
Yeah.
Let's go to Scott in Crofton.
I'm going to write these down.
Okay.
So we have the call. I mean, this is another thing. You know, Kick said something at the beginning of the show, and it struck me that I used to keep track for thousands of shows. In the very early days, I would keep track of every caller, and then I would give it to our PD and say, look, we had 40 callers today calling in for Under My Skin.
Right. And Greg Gillespie would say, that's a great list. I can't wait for us to have 100 callers during one show.
No, but it was originally the Jeremy Coleman cakes. Jeremy Coleman was getting those.
Radio Insider.
And Jim McClure.
Correct. All right, Scott, you're on with the Junkies. First call of 2025. Landmark moment for you.
What's up, boys? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
So as I was scrolling through Twitter the other day, I happened to come across a tweet by Johnny Cakes Allville,
okay, right,
where I saw that you were sitting in some restaurant by yourself or somewhere, and some rando just comes out to sit next to you, and I have to hear more about this.
Okay, so
I didn't see this tweet.
Scott, thank you for bringing that up. This was a few days ago, I guess while I was still on break. So I'm picking up takeout from a spot kind of near Gaithersburg, halfway between my house and like Gaithersburg. So I walk in, I place my order, and they're fixing my order. There's, I don't know, five or six people just kind of milling around waiting to pick up their food. This guy comes in. So I'm sitting down at the, there's a two-top table.
I now see the picture.
Right as you walk into the restaurant.
There's not a soul in the restaurant.
There's eight more of them lined up, you know, from on the wall heading down to the bathroom.
Nobody's sitting at the bar either.
Then there's a set of tables over to the left, and there's literally nobody sitting at a chair except for your boy, Johnny Flakes. I'm the only person sitting down in the whole establishment.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just sitting there, I'm sure doom-scrolling Twitter, just minding my own business.
I'm going to retweet this at Junks Radio because you can play along.
So another customer walks in, and he goes up and orders, and he's with somebody else. This somebody else comes down and sits directly across from me at the table that I'm sitting at. Like if you walked in, you would think that we're just dining together, that we're there together. But we're not. He's just a guy that just sits down literally 3 feet across from me while...
And you didn't know him.
Didn't know him. Never seen him before in my life. And I'm like, well, this is weird.
And that's not a restaurant set up. Like sometimes there are restaurants, for some reason, I'm thinking about Bonefish, right?
Right.
Where they have booths.
Yeah.
But then they'll also have kind of an island with about 10 chairs.
It's not like that at all.
That's a social one.
It's not like, oh, look at our community table. We're going to sit everybody together. You're going to meet people that you never would ever meet before. That nonsense and garbage. No, this is a regular two-top that you go to. Like if you brought your wife out someplace, you'd be sitting with her. Or if you went out to lunch with your kid, you'd be sitting with them. Instead, this random.
What does he look like? Because you didn't put his picture in.
Yeah, I intentionally didn't put his face.
It's a big guy, our age, young, old.
I want to say he's 25 to 30.
25 to 30.
Okay. He doesn't say a word to me. I don't say a word to him. There's no eye contact.
He didn't say, how you doing?
I did this with my phone. I was like, I have to document this, but I don't want
to
make
it. You didn't even make effort to say, hey, how you doing?
JP, it's a total stranger. Why would
I know, but he sat at a table next to you.
JP,
he doesn't want to talk to him. He's completely blown away.
I know, but if that happened to you, wouldn't you just say, how you doing? What's up?
No, I'd say, honestly, I'd say, what are you doing?
Okay, but you'd say something.
I'd say, sit somewhere else. What are you doing, weirdo?
JP, I don't think you
I know, but you would say something. You wouldn't be silent. JP,
I wouldn't be friendly.
Listen.
Okay, it's fine.
Listen to me. I was riddled with anxiety. My anxiety was through the roof because it was so weird and so foreign to think that this guy would just walk into a restaurant where there's literally 40 empty seats and he just posts up next to the most antisocial guy in the restaurant. Me. So, but I think there's a slight, I think there's an explanation. After the guy who he came in with picked up the food, he motioned to him to come with him. I think that the guy who sat down, I don't think he was completely
his special needs.
I think there might have been some element of that. Like, he didn't mean to be like socially awkward. He just grabbed the closest seat to him when he walked into the restaurant. And I think that's also why he didn't even utter a word. He didn't even look at me. Like, he just sat down and like was in his own world. And
by the way, he may be thinking that about you because you did the same thing.
Too. He may think, well, that's the weirdest guy I've ever experienced.
You fired off a premature tweet. The first thing you got to do is examine the guy and make sure that his mental capacity is all there before you start calling him
some
weirdo who's sitting next to you in a restaurant. Of course, that explains it.
But just by looking at him, and I couldn't tell that anything was like off with him, or that he may have been like, I don't know if he's autistic. I don't know.
That's why you maybe say something like, How you doing? Or
JP,
or you could be more was, like
you don't understand.
You can tell by his Velcro shoes.
I was paralyzed with fear.
You weren't that paralyzed. He took a stupid picture.
Yeah, of course I have to document it, JP. It's what I do on Twitter. It's my bit. But I couldn't engage with this person and talk with him.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have known what to say. Because you know what? If I had talked to him, I would have said, "Why are you sitting here? There's 40 empty seats." Well,
that's appropriate.
That's what I would
say
have said to this person. You know what?
Yeah.
It's better just not.
How long did he sit there? How long did you sit there?
3 or 4 minutes.
Three or four minutes, and then somebody's food came out?
Yeah, their food came out, and they left.
Before you?
Yeah, because I had a bigger order. I couldn't just get up and leave. Then I look like a douche.
And what did the other guy do that was with him?
He did nothing. He just motioned.
He stood there?
He just stood.
He was standing. He didn't sit.
No, he didn't sit because there weren't any other seats because we're at a two-top. Me and the stranger.
I know, but I'm looking at the picture. Again, Adjunct's Radio.
He just paid for the food and waited
the whole
for it.
Restaurant. You're probably having dinner at 4 o'clock. There's not one person in there.
It might have been like 5:45. I think that was late for me. But yeah,
I blame his caretaker, actually. I mean, you got to say.
Sure.
Hey. Over here.
Yeah.
Leave that guy alone.
Yeah. Go sit in one of 8 other empty tables.
Let's just say and we love him, but let's say we didn't know Bruce the Hugger.
Right.
Let's say Bruce sat down next to us in an empty restaurant like this just happened with Cakes. I'm sorry, you got to say something. You have to say something. And then, by the way, if you just said one thing, even if you just said hello, then you get a better vibe on what's going on with the guy.
I said nothing. I wasn't going to say anything. If he said something to me, I would have been polite and responded. But I wasn't going to be the one.
You also could have got up and just moved yourself.
Yeah, but that would have been weird. He would.
Is that as weird as whatever Cakes did?
Two guys sitting next to each other in silence.
Is it as weird as Cakes doing this? Oh, I gotta take a picture of this.
Well,
gets his phone.
It was so weird.
He pretends he's looking at his stocks, which he's looked at for 100 times already that day.
It had to be documented.
And then he goes, "Hey, can you smile?"
These things had to be
documented.
That's
kind of brazen of you. Because what if the guy was like, "Dude, why are you taking a picture of me?"
Yeah, it's like an upskirt.
Yeah, kind of.
Well, it's not. I mean, it's not that invasive. Come on, let's. And again, I did conceal his identity.
Hey, thank you, Scott. Our first call.
Yes, Scott
is the caller of the day right now.
Caller
but he can
year.
Be knocked off.
Caller of the year.
Caller of the year.
Well, it's first.
That's true.
First call we've taken.
He didn't even really have content other than he asked a question.
Yeah,
but it was good.
Despite neither one of them reminding me, I have remembered that we are going to hook up the 10th caller right now at 800-636-1067. You are going to win a pair of tickets to see the Capitals take on the Montreal Canadiens Friday, January 10th. For the complete Capitals schedule and ticket information, go to thefandc.com. Caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. You win.